KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have dense fog here in Atlantic. It's currently 22 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. National Weather Service has issued dense fog advisories for several area counties. The dense fog advisory is in effect until 10 a.m. today for Cass County, until 9 a.m. for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and until 8 a.m. for Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, Crawford, and Sac counties. And keep in mind that those advisories may be extended. We look for visibilities to 1/4 mile or less throughout the morning. Currently, visibility is 1/10 mile here in Atlantic. In the news, a woman from Council Bluffs was arrested on an attempted murder charge Thursday evening following a report of shots fired at 2833 Avenue A. That was around 6:10 p.m. 38-year-old Jessica Ann Elvins was taken into custody for the incident that resulted in her victim, 56-year-old Tammy L. Smart of Council Bluffs, suffering from a gunshot wound to the head. Smart was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, where she was able to identify Elvins as the suspect before she was placed on life support for having a bullet to her brain. At the residence, officers located and detained Elvins, who was inside an upstairs bedroom of the home. She was taken to the Detective Bureau for questioning and then arrested. Three persons who were also inside the home were interviewed by detectives and released. After all statements were taken, Elvins was placed under arrest for attempted murder and booked in the Pott County Jail. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. At around 12:45 a.m. Thursday, deputies observed a vehicle stuck in a field near the intersection of Highway 25 and 250th Street. Upon further investigation, Amanda Blakely Luddington of Indianola was placed under arrest for OWI first offense. At around 11:15 p.m. Thursday, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle near the intersection of Highway 34 and Redwood Avenue. And during the course of the traffic stop, the canine Baxo was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. Upon further investigation, Abraham Schwiers of Lenox was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, second offense, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And at around 2:50 p.m. Tuesday, Adams County deputies arrested Brian Garcia of Lenox for a probation violation. As you may have heard on Fox News, police in many cities across the nation, including here in Iowa, responded to bomb threats Thursday that were quickly determined to be non-credible. The Atlantic Police Department issued a warning to local businesses in the area, saying that there was an email scam going around the state of Iowa. The scam was usually entitled, "We Can Make a Deal," and included a message with a bomb threat. The message says the business owner must send $20,000 in Bitcoin, or an explosive will detonate in the business. Authorities said that if you received such an email, know it as a scam, but feel free to contact the police department at 712-243-3512. Now, in central Iowa, Ames Police Commander Jeff Huff said the robocalls or emails were mainly received by large shopping centers and businesses and provided many Iowans with at least a bit of a scare.
The caller is in some way saying that there's a bomb, and if they aren't paid in either iTunes gift cards or Google Play gift cards or something similar, then they'll detonate the bomb.
Ames police officers responded to an early afternoon bomb threat at the city's airport and at a Target store.
But we pretty quickly heard that this was a fairly widespread issue, so it wasn't too hard to figure out after a pretty short period of time that this was a widespread scam.
Similar threatening calls or emails, as mentioned, were reported across the country. Huff hasn't heard of anyone falling for the scam and expects the robo-threat will be coming to an end.
Hopefully people are getting the word now so that no one's really falling for it, and maybe they'll stop if it becomes unprofitable for them.
According to Huff, criminals behind the threats and similar scams have started demanding money be loaded onto Google Play or iTunes gift cards because they're difficult to trace, in addition to the bitcoins. In an update to our previous report, police in Lamars Thursday identified two suspects in a bank robbery. A branch of Iowa State Bank in Lamars was robbed Wednesday afternoon. Police Chief Kevin Vandvetti said that 32-year-old Philip White and 35-year-old Karen Merrick, both of Sioux City, had fled the scene in a U-Haul truck, which was intercepted soon after the holdup.
A Plymouth County deputy located the suspect vehicle a short time later and just tried to initiate a traffic stop on that vehicle, and the vehicle did fail to stop. A pursuit of that vehicle did continue into Plymouth County.
Van de Vek said law enforcement officers from several departments worked together to bring the fleeing truck to a halt.
Stop sticks were successfully deployed, causing all four tires on the U-Haul truck to deflate. In the 2700 block of K18, the vehicles forced off the roadway and the pursuit ended with no injuries.
The chief said yesterday they were not able to confirm whether a weapon was actually used during the holdup, but he said a weapon was mentioned in the robbery. An undisclosed amount of money was seized from the suspect's vehicle. In our funeral announcements, Elmer Heimerman, age 89, of Boone and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday in Boone. A funeral mass for Elmer Heimerman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Church of the Sacred Heart in Boone with a luncheon to follow. Locally, a prayer service for Elmer Heimerman will be held at noon tomorrow at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marjorie Chambers, age 92, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Chambers will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Jack Glissman, age 77, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Jack Glissman will be today at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Teresa Tapkin, age 99, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Teresa Tapkin will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ronald J. Hansen, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Manning, died November 24th. A celebration of life for Ronald Hansen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. And Jay Peterson, age 62, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jay Peterson will be tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.